Louis Black is not the man you've watched for years. A comedian who feeds on perceived hypocrisy as his anger spirals upward, upward. He chips away at our fragile psyche with cable comedy specials and books and acting roles. And his appearances on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. They were responsible for introducing his caustic sensibilities to a wider, fearful public. Black still makes occasional appearances on The Daily Show, but
they won't put me on enough to do the kind of damage I think I might be able to do.
But he will do his level best to do the kind of damage that he believes these troubled times call for. As I reach him by phone at his New York City apartment, Black has been watching the impeachment hearings.
What I'd like to replace all of the pundits with is with just barnyard animals. You know, they show something, they show a clip, and then they turn to like a lamb. It'll say, lamb, political commentator. And they go, what do you think? And the lamb goes, bah. And then that's the end of it.
And yet, this comedy curmudgeon finds reason for optimism. I confront him with a slur on his comedic persona.
Louis Black is actually the most upbeat man in the room right now.
I am. I've always been an optimist. I wouldn't be screaming if I was a pessimist. I've always believed it can be better, and I believe that we will be better. And I believe that what we are hearing is the sound of dinosaurs. It's like the second ice age. These are dinosaurs dying, and these are their last screams.
Black sees the landscape beneath the dinosaurs' heavy feet as a predictable shifting back and forth over time, like a pendulum.
Oh, yeah, because this too shall pass. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You go from Bush to Obama, from Obama to this? Seriously? You don't think we're going to go back? That's what we do.
It is the United States as Greek tragedy.
It's like Sisyphus. You know, the United States is Sisyphus. We pushed the rock up to the top, nearly got it to the top of the mountain, and then a bunch of people there pushed, you know, went, okay, I'm tired, and let it slide to the bottom again. Now we're pushing it back up.
Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.